My name is Bernard, and I'm an addict. And sponsorship. It's the therapeutic value of one addict helping another. And the pamphlet for sponsorship says that is the heartbeat of NA. And you know, without a heart, you can get AIDS, be on the dean's list. But without a heart, you don't know no blood flow. You can have A1 health, but without a heart, you be in critical condition in the emergency room. You can do all the exercise and be pumped up all you want, but without a heart, it would do you no good. You'd be just like a man that weighed like 37 pounds. So the heart is an important thing. So that moves me out the way because it says I have a heart, but how do I get my heart to be the force that the pamphlet is talking about for sponsorship? So it ain't about me at all. It's about the principles that move the character defects out of the way so I can be of service. See, because I just identify myself as an addict. I mean, I'm a thief, I'm a liar, I'm an adulterer. I steal from my mother. I tell you one thing, and it really ain't the truth. The only reason that I'm with you is just to see what I can get out of you, because that's who I am. But so how do I attract people to me that wants my service? But it's not my service. Of myself, I am nothing. But with God, I am all life, love, wisdom, and power. The steps gave me, character building. They lead me directly to a higher power. They lead me directly to something that I've been in contact with, but I never knew anything about because of lack of faith. If I don't want to be ill, so I get on the methadone program. I don't want to be ill, so before methadone, I use dolophines. I don't want to be ill, so I just switch from, if there ain't nobody up there with what I'm looking for, I switch from one thing to another, not never knowing that the first step says that in order to win, you got to surrender. That's the first step. In order to win, you got to surrender. Second step says, man, that I got to come to believe in something greater than me, that it ain't me. So I got to put my faith and trust into something that's greater than me. And at the time, it was my sponsor who gave me some instructions, man. He said, Bernard, here's the steps of this program that will change your way of thinking, your way of, most important of all, your way of being and your way of living. But he ain't handled to me in my hands. He set it down. He said, now, you know, like you can bring a horse to the trough, and, you know, you can't make him drink, but you leave him tied up long enough, he'll get thirsty in the sun. He'll get thirsty. So that's just what happened for me. That's just what happened for me. I don't, they say, well, Bernard, how many people do you sponsor? See, I like old songs, man. So, and old songs have meanings, you know. Never too much love, too much love. Never in this world will there be too much love. See what I'm saying about me sponsoring people? It's really, and I don't look at me being a sponsor and having sponsees. I think this is a partnership. And if you read in the works How and Why, I say after completing the fifth step, you form a partnership. And then if you read in the basic text, it says by praying, caring, and sharing with another, you become a part of them. You become a part of them. So I don't base this is what you should do, this is what you shouldn't do, this is how you should live, this is how you shouldn't live, because we got an outline, we got a guideline that tells us that all that's wrong. So it's up to me how I should live. So it's a word that I never knew anything about until coming. It's called integrity. That I live by integrity today. I ain't worrying about how people perceive me no more. I ain't worrying about whether they say, well, man, you be with one woman and you're supposed to have five pair of shoes. You're supposed to drive three cars. You're supposed to have a wardrobe full of clothes. You're supposed to have nothing. I don't worry about nothing, but I don't worry about none of that material stuff because, you know, you can't carry it with you. I thought about that, you know, when somebody mentioned that to me. Man, you can't carry none of that with you, none of it. So my main purpose, man, is to live in the here and now, to enjoy life just as it is. I don't complain about nothing. Whatever happens to me is supposed to happen because of the third step, because I turned my will and my life over to the care of God as I understood him, the God as I understood him, not because, you know, his way of thinking ain't my way of thinking. God is no respected person. So if he can help me, he can help anybody. But it ain't about me directing somebody. It's about me living the principles to the best of my ability. See, this program says in the 12th tradition, it says our public relations policy is about attraction, not promotion. So I could stand on this table all day long and talk about, man, what I'm doing, but it ain't about that. It's about how well, you know the old saying, people see you better than you see yourself? Yeah. Because I don't look at sponsorship as me saying, well, man, I wear like a badge or wear like a coat of honor. I just do the best that I can. I don't just talk this man this way. I live this way. I live this way because of the program of Narcotics Anonymous and because of my story, man. I never want to use again. I never want to be in an oil joint, man. You know, like, and be comfortable in a place. You know, a place with no running water, no electricity. Yeah, and rats and roaches running up and down. And I'm sharing that place with people who have, who's a lady who have children. People who have children. They're in the next room, little children. And you can hear the rats getting in the bed with the children. I just give me a big old stick and put my feet up on in two chairs, and when I hear the rats come running my way, I just hit on the floor so they don't come my way. But I don't never think about leaving that place after I finish oiling. I don't never think about, because I become comfortable in situations, man, it would be unheard of. But I become comfortable in doing that. That's the disease. That tells me, man, the second step tells me, man, that's insane for you to stay, keep on going to somebody else's house and then bringing havoc, bringing death, and all that other stuff that goes with using into an environment, man, and you comfortable in it. And you keep coming back. I keep coming back. I'm like a lamppost. You know, lampposts don't go nowhere. I stand on the corner, man, day after day after day after day. And it don't have to, he don't have to have it. I just don't know. I just don't want to leave that environment. I got some place to go, but I just don't want to leave that environment. I become comfortable in the mess, man. So I come in here and they say, well, Bernard, here, this is a new way of life, man. And here is some instructions to live this new way of life. Here is some instructions to live this new way of life. Here's the 12 steps, man. But here's a sponsor that will not tell you, man, this is when you should work on a step, but we'll guide you through the step. So when you should work on a step? As soon as I come in here. Yeah, because I don't want to shoot no more dope. As soon as I come in here. They say, man, live in the here and now. So if I just stop using, and let's just talk about it. If I stop using today, why I'm going to work, wait till I get a year to say I'm going to start the first step? I ain't never surrendered. If I got reservations, I'm going to check out the reservations because I don't know nothing about this disease. I got a book that tells me about the disease that they're really talking about me. Tell me all about me. Why not read the book? Not for y'all benefit, but for my benefit. They say, man, a newcomer is the most important person in here. But what about me keeping the focus on myself? Say, I'm the most important person. And then by me being the most important person, somehow God works me out the way, the selfish part of me out the way, so I can be of service to you. But how can I be of service to you if I ain't servicing me? If I still got the same thing inside of me? If I say, man, I just want to just get a rack of clean time, but and I don't want to change, I'm destined to be an oil joint again. Or whatever they call it. They call it all-purpose joints now. Because they do everything in them. They just don't shoot dope in them. They smoke crack, sell clothes, have sex, do everything in them. I don't want to live like that. I refuse to live like that again. I refuse to be the same person that I was. So, and then I could see, you know, the reflection in the mirror. You know, it's an old saying, man, when I look in the mirror, don't forget the reflection that I just looked at when I ain't got no mirror. I got to remember who I am. I got to remember who I am becoming through the grace of God. That's all. I ain't earned no seat. The seat ain't mine. God has given me another chance, not another chance, but a brand new chance. This ain't the same. I'm not the same person. I don't think the same. I don't feel the same. I don't walk the same. I don't talk the same. I don't dress the same. I do nothing that I used to do when I was using. That's the process of the principles of recovery. They say each of us coming here, man, to try to change. Each of us coming here to look for a better way of life. It's already handed to us. You ain't got to have no money. You ain't got to have no car. You ain't got to have two pair of shoes. All you got to have is a desire to stop using, man. Goodness gracious, man. just a desire to stop using. Now that desire is turning into the desire to live, man. A desire to help somebody other than me. Now, I ain't want to help nobody. I ain't want to tell you where it was at, because you going where that, you cutting me off. I ain't gonna tell you who got it. I ain't gonna do none of that. Yeah, that's the disease, man. So if I'm not using, but I'm still practicing that, then I ain't changed. I'm the same Bernard. I ain't changed nothing. So God, I have to ask, man, and keep asking, man. I have to surrender and keep surrendering. When somebody asks me to sponsor them, man, I say, well, Jack, I don't say, well, man, look, how much clean time you got? Have you ever used again? Or even I give them a resume and say, well, this is how long I've been clean. This is where I live. This is the steps that I'm working. And then put a sign outside of my door saying, Bernard, eligible to be a sponsor. It don't work like that. It's about attraction, man. It's about what people see inside of each and every one of us. And every one of us sitting here is sponsorship material. It's a part in the work, Just for Today where it says, man, all of us are winners. So why not all of us think on the lines, man? Because the literature offers us, and the fellowship and the program, because both of them go together, the fellowship and the program offers us an opportunity to help each other, man. The program and the fellowship offers us an opportunity to help each other. To save each other, man, regardless of your clean time, regardless of where you come from. And then I've been in this, man, where it moves me out the way of saying that I'm helping somebody, and it turns into a word called that I only use, man, and I didn't even know the meaning of. I only used when the lights was out, you know, love. I only thought about that like having to be in a sexual relationship, love. But it ain't that, man. It ain't that, and it says, man, love is it don't envy. It's not resentful. It don't worry about what color you are. It don't worry about, and the literature, man, the literature reads to say it, but it don't say the word. It says don't worry about how much you use, where you use, who you use with, who got it. If I love you, man, I'm gonna try to do the best that I can for you, because I want the best that I can for me, and with no strings attached. If I give you my love, I'm not worried about you reciprocating it back to me, because I already got it. God has already gave me love. I don't use, man. I haven't used in almost 14 years, man. I haven't been in the oil joint. I ain't been on a methadone program. I haven't been to no courts. I ain't been to jail. I ain't done none of that stuff since I stopped using. That's enough love. And then when I get, I'm a diabetic, but I don't claim I'm a diabetic, but that's something that I've acquired from something else. From lack of me taking care of myself, and from and if I look at the things that are that, and they just had a topic in here, illness and recovery. If I look at the things that has been afforded to me today, man, I have no need to complain about anything, man. I really don't. Today is the best day of my life ever, and if God grant me grace tomorrow, I'm looking forward to tomorrow to be the best day of my life ever. That's how I live, man. I ain't stiffing and jiving. I ain't trying to swing nobody. I ain't trying to say, well, man, live this way. Live the way you want to live. This is what the program offers each and every one of us. I'm going to take advantage of it because it don't cost me nothing. It ain't costing me no money to take advantage of some principles that stopped me from being what I was and to what I am becoming. So don't, I ain't stopped. I haven't become anything. I am becoming. I am becoming. I am becoming. I ain't stopped living yet. And it ain't over with till somebody say the eulogy over me. It ain't over. So why not be the best that I can be? Even when I fall, man, I ain't got to worry about staying down no more, y'all. I thought when you fall, that's where you stay. Yeah, leave him laying there. And please don't stop to help him up, because if you stop to help pick him up, then you're going to miss out on what we was trying to do. That's what happened. I'm talking about like overdoses where people fall out. Leave them laying there, cause, and if you don't want to go through his pocket, you don't go through them. I'm going through them. Yeah. Because they'll go through mine. That's real. That's where I come. And all of us, and I ain't got to say that's where I come from, but if all of us in active addiction have experienced that, man, all of us have experienced that. People don't care nothing about you when you're using. Even your buddy friends, you can hustle with them all day long. Yeah. Come up short or turn your back and find out what happened. They give you a water shot or give you one of macadamia nuts and tell you that's a rock that you just got beat. But that's what they gave to you. But they ain't get that to me. And y'all been together all day long. That's how it go, man. That's how it go, man. And here, man, we got an opportunity, man, to be of service. And not only to be of service in here, we can carry it outside. We can be of service to our mothers, man. We can be of service to our children, man. We can be of service to our grandchildren. So it don't just start. It starts right here, but it don't stop right here, man. It don't stop right here. I'm living proof of the program of Narcotics Anonymous and the God of my understanding, man. That he is a miracle worker, yeah. That he will give you just what you ask for, but you gotta work for it. You know they say faith without works is dead. Yeah. So I got my faith, man, it's in the God of my understanding and in the program of Narcotics Anonymous and in you. So all of us go together. Fellowship and the program go together. Can't separate one from another. All of us go together. And it don't matter about who talk about who. It don't matter if you talk about me. It don't matter if you talk about whether I'm happy in my relationship or none of that. Because it ain't your business. And I ain't worried about you talking about me, man. For real. I know where I come from. We talk about everybody. But am I really, truly in myself, man? Because they say it's an inside job. It ain't about the outside, man. If I am built up on the inside, I have become, y'all, invincible. Yeah. Square business. I am because of who I believe in and what I believe, man. Why I must keep on stiffing and say, well, man, here's an opportunity to burn off for you to live the best you ever lived before. You ain't got to worry about nothing. All you got to do is live life on life terms. And I'm going to help you do that. Here are the steps to tell me, Bernard, that there's nothing really to worry about if you turn it over to me. That's the third step. Inventory yourself and find out who you are, man, whose you are. Make a decision. Tell people about yourself. Share it with somebody else. Then look at the sixth step where it says, man, I become a tire ready to change, get all my character defects away. What am I holding on to something, man, that's keep on holding me down for? Let him who stole steal no more. What I need to steal for? I got a job. Yeah. What I need to hustle for? I can get another job. Yeah, what I need to tell you where, stand up on the corner and just because I got fired, I got to go back to the same, for what? I ain't going to do that. I can go to jail. Oh, I can get killed. I'd rather die a natural death. I'm not afraid of death no more. I'm a Vietnam veteran. I'm not afraid of death anymore. I don't care nothing about, I care something about just for today, the quality of my life right here, right now. Just for today. I'm living the best I've ever lived before in my entire life, y'all. Square business, man. And this thing is afforded to each and every one of us, man. I don't play myself out of pocket no more, and I ain't gonna let you play me out of pocket. I ain't gonna say, well, man, you got to have this. You got to have just what you have, right? That's yours. This is mine. I'll share it with you freely. I ain't gonna share my wife with you, but I'll share everything else with you. I'll share everything else with you freely. Because that's how it's been given to me. It ain't cost me nothing. So why not say, well, man, well, you can't sponsor all them people. I don't sponsor people, man. People sponsor them. God is in charge. I'm not in charge. You know what he do, man, for the people that's my partners, regardless of the amount of them. See, they don't call me all day. Each one of us help each other. You know that saying, each one teach one, each one help one. So it ain't about me. It's about all of us together. That's where the partnership comes. It's about all of us together helping each other. That's how it works, man. I ain't in charge of nothing. I ain't no sitting at the head and all of them. You know, like the branch of the, you break it down to the employment thing. Like this one is, you know, my man, my CEO and all that. It ain't like that. It ain't like that. We ain't got just like the fellowship. We don't have no presidents. All we got is the secretary and trusted servants. That's what's happening with me. When I'm gone, somebody else gonna take over. And somebody else taking over right now. I ain't in charge, man. And that's the beautiful thing in my life, man. To know, man, that I can tell people about me, and I can truly tell people about me, about who I am, about how I feel sometimes, about sometimes I feel like using, about sometimes I feel disorientated, about sometimes I feel down, about sometimes, man, I don't know what to do. And the only answer they tell me, man, is that I love you, Bernard, and just keep coming back. Or share their experience and strength and hope with me. Because that's all we have. That's all we got is our experience, strength, and hope. Ain't none of us in here, you might have a college degree, but you suffer from the same disease that I suffer from. And that's the disease that camouflages everything. camouflages. They tell me, Bernard, I'm not gonna put you in the oil joint this time. I'm not gonna make you stay up on the corner. I'm not gonna put the same clothes on you for 3 and 4 days no more. Just take a little bit of me. Just take one. And I never did one. And the literature right there to tell you that, man. One is too many, a thousand, never enough. So why don't I internalize that? Not from here, but put it right here in my heart. That one is too many, a thousand, never enough. And then put it in my regular affairs. They practice these principles in all of my affairs. One woman is too much. And a thousand is never enough. So why not go out? Say practice in all my affairs. Why not go the whole length, man? Why not do things, man, in moderation, Bernard, instead of trying to run through things, instead of trying to take over? Why not do things in moderation, man? It's offered to me, man. It's offered to each and every one of us in here, man. I love the way I'm living today, man. And you know what? And I love my sponsor for introducing me to the principles of Narcotics Anonymous. I love my sponsor, man, for having patience with me, man. I love my sponsor for me telling him, man, the first time that I say, well, man, this man asked me to sponsor him. He said, well, Bernard, what are your motives? You know, and the literature talks about pure motives. So in the word pure might, you know, the only thing I look about the word pure is some dope, you know, with no cut on it. But you got to go a little deeper than that. The word pure, I got to clean out this right here, my heart. To make sure it's pure, that it ain't about no prestige, property, or money. It ain't about none of that. It's about me truly wanting to help somebody, man. It's about me truly wanting to give what was given to me. Now, whether I help them or not, it ain't about me. Say, one man plants, another water, God gives the increase. Not Bernard. I just laid a plan, so I got 5 minutes. And see, I'm enthusiastic about the way I'm living today. I'm enthusiastic about the program of Narcotics Anonymous, man. I really am. I don't just talk this. I live this, man, to the best of my ability. And I don't live it for no accolades or none of like that. I stay just what the word says. That God resists the proud, but he gives his grace to the humble. So I stay humble, man. That's my main prayer. I ask him for humility in my life always, man. I don't have but one car. I got a rack of bills. I play the numbers. I ain't hit yet. But I don't use. I don't advocate the use of drugs. I don't say, man, if I could shoot some dope today or take a blow today, that I'd be all right. I don't say, man, if something is going wrong, that I need to slip away and get one. It ain't going to solve nothing, man. God has already given me the fortitude, man. The fortitude to go through anything, man. Anything, whatever happens to me, man, ain't nothing out of order. Nothing. That's the God that I've come to believe in and trust, man. The steps laid out for me, introduced me to God, and God introduced me to me. Say, who you are? This is who you are, Bernard. And with me, all things are possible. All things. That's what the steps say, man. All things. I'm gonna keep coming here and say, well, man, in order to win, I got to give up. In order for me to have something, I got to share it with you. The only way I can keep what I have, I got to give it to you. I don't know nothing about that. That's a step. That's spiritual, man. And it works. 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 And it works, man. No joke. This is a doable program. This is a doable thing. There ain't nothing hard about this, man. It's just as easy as I don't know what. I do know what. It's just as easy as 1, 2, 3. Yeah. Thank y'all for letting me share.